Yesterday, the Anchorage Metropolitan Area Transportation Solutions Policy Committee, or AMATS, voted unanimously to remove the Kinnick Arm Bridge from the short-term portion of the city's long-range transportation plan. The five-member State Municipal Committee placed the project on long-term status, making the earliest construction start 2018. The decision was a compromise from an amendment to delete the bridge from the plan entirely. Anchorage Assemblymember Pat Flynn, who is on the AMATS Policy Committee, worked with its technical advisory group to create the compromise. It was their proposal that yesterday AMATS acted upon, with the addition of an amendment arising from an assembly recommendation approved Tuesday evening. Flynn saw the action as fitting within the original resolution, which called for either killing the project or retaining its short-term status.
I think we actually followed the process correctly. We set up basically a binary question: keep the bridge in the long-range transportation plan or take the bridge out of the long-range transportation plan. We heard very strong views on both sides. In an effort to try and balance those competing interests, we came up with a solution that keeps the bridge in the long-range transportation plan, moves it out a few years, and allows Kubota to address the very real community concerns and hopefully produce a better project in the end.
Kubota is the Kinnick Arm Bridge and Toll Authority, a state agency created to oversee the construction of the bridge. Like several testifying at yesterday's AMATS meeting and Tuesday's Anchorage Assembly session, the authority's board chairman, Mike Foster, said the compromise had failed to meet the public 30-day comment requirement.
To say that the amendment they just voted on was not substantially different than the amendment they put out for public comment in April, my 12-year-old could pick out the differences of that.
Foster said he first saw a draft version of the technical committee proposal last week on Thursday, just after the group finished it.
To have it put out on the street for public review on Tuesday, bring it before the assembly on Wednesday, vote on it at the policy committee on Thursday, is nothing more than I'm going to push it through now versus waiting the 30 days.
The mayors of Wasilla and Houston have filed a suit charging inadequate notice and requesting a restraining order. That case will be heard this afternoon. The deadline for a municipal response to AMATS about removing the bridge from the long-range plan was yesterday, which was also the day for AMAT to set the plan's short and long list. The next time AMATS sets new project priorities is 2011. Acting Mayor Matt Klayman, who sits on the AMATS Policy Committee, also says the compromise fits within the parameters of the original proposal and thus does not require a new public comment period. Another AMATS and Assembly member, Sheila Selcraig, likened the compromise to the substitute versions the Assembly often creates when considering new ordinances. Among other requirements, the amendment, as approved, asks the Bridge and Toll Authority to incorporate heavy rail, bicycle, and pedestrian facilities. Because of the heavy rail possibility, also put forward by the Toll Authority itself, a new environmental impact study is needed, as well as one for the recently endangered species listing of the beluga whale in Cook Inlet. The authority is also asked to give a detailed construction and cost report about a Gamble-Ingres Street connection. And there are financial concerns, an element that troubles Mayor Klayman.
I've always thought the bridge has a lot of financial questions that have never been adequately answered. How much does the connection to Ingres Gamble really cost? And who's going to pay for that? And how big, if you build a bridge, how big should it really be? And there's environmental questions about it. So the cost of building this bridge remains very, very uncertain.
The most recent estimates are approximately $680 million. The Toll Authority says it wants to use private funds for the bulk of the project. Opponents say that's unlikely to occur without some state or municipal financial risk. They also question the projected revenues. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.